It's the holiday season, a time when we think about giving to others. A Ventura County woman is hoping for the ultimate gift. She's hoping to find a match for a life-saving kidney transplant.
I was about 25 and pregnant with my daughter. And, the doctor did a family history. I learned that I had kidney disease in the family. They sent me for an ultrasound. With the ultrasound revealed that I had cysts in my kidneys. Wasn't impacting my health at the time, but pretty much confirmed that I had polycystic kidney disease and needed to watch my health carefully, and it did deteriorate over the years.
Jill Obola is now in her 50s. She's not on dialysis yet, but the hope is to find the Simi Valley woman a kidney before it gets to that point.
I think we always knew the time would come that I would need either dialysis and or transplant. I started having symptoms in my 30s, and then probably about 2 years ago, it became pretty clear that the time was nearing that my function was declining to the point where I needed to either go on dialysis soon. What we're trying to do is a preemptive transplant, which is trying to find the living donor before I need to go on dialysis because the outcomes are so much better.
A community campaign is now underway to help find that kidney. A group of volunteers called Team Jill has created everything from a Facebook page to a kidney hotline to answer questions about what's involved in being a donor. Jill Obola's husband, Ed Obola, reached out to a friend to spearhead the effort. That friend, Tony Filato, knows about what's involved all too well. The Simi Valley restaurant owner also needed a life-saving kidney transplant. In 2016, one of his fellow Rotary Club of Simi Valley members, Rocky Rhodes, stepped up to give him a kidney.
After the transplant, I was going to Cedars twice a week, then once a week for a couple months, then once every 2 weeks, then they made it to once a month, then once every 6 months. Now I'm going once a year. And all my numbers have always been in line. I'm just appreciating the gift. I exercise and eat right and drink a lot of water, and I have actually lost an additional 20, 25 pounds since the surgery. But I'm doing great. I'm just lucky. I'm just a super lucky, lucky guy.
Filato says getting that kidney was a life-changing miracle. Now, Team Jill is trying to do the same thing for Jill Obola.
Everything you think about, the holidays, anything, I always have to think about, am I going to have the energy today to get done what I want to get done? So it's always on your mind. You always have to be, making sure you take your medications on time, my supplements, watch my blood pressure, take my blood pressure several times a day, manage my stress levels, anything I can do to preserve what small amount of kidney function I have left. It's always top of mind.
Making it more complicated is the fact that medically, Obola's body isn't as compatible with a kidney transplant as most people's. Transplant recipient Tony Filato with Team Jill says they're trying to get the word out to prospective donors.
The website is www.superhero4jill.com. Superhero, SUPERHERO, the number four, Jill, JILL.
Well, many people might be overwhelmed. Obola says she feels lucky to have a great husband and kids and supportive friends all fighting for her.
I'm really just very, very thankful for such great friends, family, community. I have everything I really want in life. I dearly love my family and my friends, and I can't ask for anything else. And I'm very fortunate in so many ways. If I were blessed with a kidney, I would take really good care of it.
You can find information on the Team Jill campaign on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.